Sunday to everyone. Come on, come on. Let's give God some hand praise. Amen. We're going to uplift the name of Jesus this morning. Ain't nobody even say nothing on that. I said, we're going to uplift the name of Jesus this morning. Just want to praise you
forever and ever and ever
for all. That's it. Blessings and glory.
Blessings and glory.
And honor.
And honor.
They all
belong to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For blessing me.
Do it again. Just want to praise you. Forever.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever
for all you've done
for me.
Blessings and glory
and honor,
and honor.
They all belong to you.
Thank you. Yes. Just wanna get
forever
and ever
for all
you've done
for me.
Blessings and glory
and
thank you
forever and ever
for all you've done
for me.
Blessings and glory
and honor.
They all blessings and glory. Blessings and glory
and glory
and honor,
they all belong to you.
Blessings
and glory
and
honor,
they all. Blessings and glory
and honor.
Blessings
and glory
and honor,
they all belong to you.
Thank you, Jesus,
for blessing me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's give God another hand praise in this place. As we look back on the purpose that this weekend has been set aside to celebrate. Amen. And that is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We reflect back on the night or the day of his crucifixion, when he showed the ultimate love for us. Regardless to what they did to him, he still had enough love that he looked to the Father and asked him, said, Father,
thank you, Lord.
Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Our hand clap went right there. Come on. Say, Father.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah. Father. Father, forgive them.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Come on. They know not what.
They know not what they do.
Come on, do.
Do.
Yeah, come on.
Do.
Was asking that God for that, for just for us, Father.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah, Father.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Ha. Father. They know not what.
They know not what they do.
Yeah, do.
Do.
Come on. Do.
Father, forgive. Tree
with thorns from a tree.
They mocked him.
They mocked
and scorned.
And scorned.
Ridiculed my name.
Bared
my body.
Bared my body.
So I feel shame.
So I feel shame.
Watch this. Even though they pierced. To die.
Even though they left me to die.
Father.
Father, forgive them. For they know not what.
Let's tell them again. They nailed my hands.
They nailed my hands.
And my feet.
And my feet.
They crowned my head. From a tree.
With thorns from a tree.
And scorn.
And scorn.
Ridiculed my name. Bared my body.
Bared my body.
So I feel shame.
So I feel shame.
Even though they pierced.
Resurrection Day to you. Thank you, Minister Ryan. Thank you, EMC, Minister Terry, Deacon Walker, Deacon Frank, and everybody assembled. Go with me, if you will, to Mark, the 16th chapter. Mark chapter 16. Beginning at verse number 1, Mark chapter 16, beginning at verse number 1. Mark 16, beginning at verse number 1. And when the Sabbath was passed, that is, after the sun had set, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome purchased sweet-smelling spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. By then, the sun had risen. And they said to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us?" out of the groove across the floor at the door of the tomb. And when they looked up, they distinctly saw that the stone was already rolled back, for it was very large. And going into the tomb, they saw a young man sitting there on the right side, clothed in a long, stately, sweeping robe of white. And they were utterly amazed and struck with terror. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed and terrified. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth."
Jesus.
Oh, Lord. I forgot where I was. Wait a minute. Okay. Let me go to verse 6. Okay. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed and terrified. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. see the place where they laid him. But be going, tell the disciples and Peter, he goes before you into Galilee. You will see him there just as he told you. Then they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and bewilderment and consternation had seized them. And they said nothing about it to anyone, for they were held by alarm and fear. Now Jesus, having risen from death early on the first day of the week, appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had driven out seven demons. She went and reported it to those who had been with him, as they grieved and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. After this, he appeared in a different form to two of them as they were walking along the way into the country. And they returned to Jerusalem and told the others, but they did not believe them either. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 apostles themselves as they reclined at table, and he reproved and reproached them for their unbelief, their lack of faith, and their hardness of heart, because they had refused to believe those who had seen him and looked at him attentively after he had risen from death. And he said, go into all the world and preach and publish openly the good news or the gospel to every creature of the whole human race. He who believes, who adheres to, and trusts in and relies on the gospel and him whom it sets forth and is baptized will be saved from the penalty of eternal death. But he who does not believe, who does not adhere to and trust in and rely on the gospel of him whom it sets forth will be condemned. And these attesting signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up serpents, and even if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will get well. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and he sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord kept working with them and confirming the message by the attesting signs and miracles that closely accompanied it. Amen. We are so very grateful today to be able to be here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thankful for a Savior who paid a debt that he did not owe.
Hallelujah.
With a price we couldn't pay because of an agreement we couldn't keep.
Ah.
But yet, it's his love that made him go and intercede for us. So take a moment now to thank God for what he has given and for what he has done. And as we see what he continues to do, on the night that our Savior was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, and he blessed it and said, "This is my body broken for you." Let's eat together. In like manner, he took the cup and he blessed the cup. And he said, "This is the blood of the New Testament. As often as we do this, we show his death, his burial, and his resurrection until he returns. Let us drink together." There is a name I love to hear. Ushers, you may let anyone in, if anyone is in the vestibule, to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinners. Anyone who'd like to come down to the altar can come down at this time. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for having a plan in place that looks past our faults and still blesses us with whatever we need. Thank you for being a God who keeps his children in the forefront of your mind. Thank you for all of the mountains and valleys and rivers that you've already allowed us to cross. Thank you, Heavenly Master, for continuing every morning to prove how faithful you are. Thank you, Heavenly Master, for dying, for praying. Thank you for interceding. Thank you for forgiving. And thank you for getting up so that you could execute your will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you for choosing us before the world was ever created, and then carrying out a plan that none of us understands, but we're all so grateful for. Heavenly Master, you've been so good, and you've been so kind, and you've been so loving, and you've been so faithful. You've done for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. You brought us through things we couldn't have made it through without you. Thank you for showing us that you are a mighty God. Thank you for showing us that you are a burden-bearing God. Thank you for showing us that you are a heavy load-sharing God. Thank you for showing us that if God be for us, nobody can stand against us. Thank you for being there before we even called your name. Thank you for watching over us all day and all night long.
Yeah.
Thank you for keeping us when we got ourselves in a whole lot of mess. And I'm thankful that you are a father who knows about your children. Thank you for being a midnight prayer warrior. Thank you for being a man who will dry away all our tears. Thank you for being a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for being our anchor. Thank you, Jesus, for being our big brother. Thank you, Jesus, for being our God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Because you've been so good. So, so good. So, so, so good. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and give thanks. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Understand.
Jesus. Altos.
Jesus was my master.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus was my master.
Tenors.
Jesus was my master.
Both day and night. Jesus.
Jesus was by my side.
Both day and night. Everybody.
Jesus was by my side. Both day and night.
Jesus.
Jesus was by my side.
Both day and night.
Both day and night.
Jesus.
Jesus was by my side.
Both day and night. Yes.
Yes. I love him.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Y'all can't hear me? Y'all can't hear me? Okay. Hello. Hello. Can y'all hear me now? Okay.
They working on me.
Huh?
They working on me.
Yeah, they working with me. They working with me. Yeah. There they go. There they go. Thank you, bro. Thank you, Deacon Killian. For those who don't know, we still trying to get acclimated to our new sound system.
Absolutely.
But they're doing a wonderful job.
They are.
They're doing a wonderful job.
They are. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Brother Ryan, Deacon Walker, Brother Terry, Deacon Frank, and EMC. Yeah. Amen. All right. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews 9, looking at specifically verse number 14. No, I'm not. Verse 11. But that appointed time came when Christ the Messiah appeared as a high priest of the better things that have come and are to come. Then, through the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with human hands, that is not a part of this material creation, he went once for all into the Holy of Holies of heaven. not by virtue of the blood of goats and calves by which to make reconciliation between God and man, but his own blood, having found and secured a complete redemption, an everlasting release for us. For if the mere sprinkling of unholy and defiled persons with blood of goats and bulls and with the ashes of a burnt heifer is sufficient for the purification of the body, how much more surely shall the blood of Christ, who by virtue of his eternal spirit, his own pre-existent divine personality, has offered himself as an unblemished sacrifice to God, how much surely shall it purify our consciences from dead works and lifeless observances to serve the ever-living God? Christ the Messiah is therefore the negotiator and mediator of an entirely new agreement or testament or covenant, so that those who are called and offered it may receive the fulfillment of the promised everlasting inheritance, since a death has taken place which rescues and delivers and redeems them from the transgressions committed under the old first agreement. For where there is a last will and testament involved, the death of the one who made it must be established. For a will and testament is valid and takes effect only at death, since it has no force or legal power as long as the one who made it is alive. All right, we're going to just park it right there. I'd like for you to pay very close attention, if you will, to two parts of the passage. In verse 14, it says, how much more surely shall the blood of Christ, who by virtue of his eternal spirit, his own pre-existent divine personality. I want to stop and just say for that, this is why death could not hold him. Death can't hold the one who created it.
Right.
And he existed long before death. So that's why when he came into the spiritual realm, that's when everybody took note and said, oh, this ain't the same kind of brother. His pre-existent reality. And then I'd like to go to the next verse where it says he is the negotiator and the mediator of an entirely new agreement. The fact that the Greek word there says negotiator lets you know that the Son has spoken on our behalf. The Son has made an agreement with the Father on our behalf. There were negotiations that took place. And what I think about today and what I wanted to just briefly talk about today was the fact that there was a debt, there's a cost, and there's an agreement. All right. when we receive benevolent requests here at the church, many of the requests are asking if we can pay off a debt. Can you pay off a debt? The debt could be the fact that your light's out because you didn't pay your bill. None of y'all. But a debt is owed, and there cannot be peace between the parties until that debt is resolved. This is what the angels meant when they said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Someone has come to pay the debt. So that now there will be peace between you and God. Okay? So a debt had to be paid at a cost we couldn't afford. Because the wages of sin. So if I'm going to pay that debt, that means I'm no longer going to be here. If I'm going to pay that cost, it's like this. You go to Schnucks or you go to Dearburg's, and when you're there, there's someone in front of you and they have bought a lot of groceries for themselves, but they have overestimated what they would be able to pay for. There were certain prices that they didn't really pay that much attention to, and so they just went and got those particular things, and they come now to the cashier. The cashier is ringing up all of the prices, and the cashier is saying at the end, okay, thank you very much. Do you have a rewards number? So you put in your reward number, and then they'll say, thank you very much, and your total is. Now when the cashier gives the total, Deacon Walker, it's kind of like, well, what you say? And you're trying to find, you know, you're trying to still have some dignity. You can't get out of line because people behind you. And the person who's bagging the groceries is just sitting there looking at you. And so you say, now what is it again? So and so and so. So they tell you the price. And you know that you are woefully unprepared to pay for this. So what we do sometimes is go back and we say, now, how much were the so-and-so? So-and-so. You mean they wasn't on sale? I thought they was on sale. They said five for a dollar. What is it? No, that was for the other types of apples, not these types of apples. Look, an apple, man, it said five for a dollar. Oh, that's Granny Smith. That's not Washington Delicious. But then there is some good Samaritan standing behind you who says, don't worry about it. Please just go ahead. I'll pay for it. Ah! Now he's sitting in the middle of y'all. Y'all supposed to have better control than that. So the person sits behind, the person behind you walks up and says, okay, I'll pay for it, no problem. You look at him, don't know him, but you're very grateful. Now after they pay for your food, now you don't need them to follow you out to the car. You don't need them to come up and try to be friends. Can we share phone numbers? No, man. Thank you. Bye. You know what I'm saying? No. No. Well, where do you live? In my house. You don't do any of that. And the person behind you is not going to do that, because as far as the person is concerned, once they paid what was necessary, then they were done. Is everybody with me? Once they paid what was necessary, it's done. It's done. You done. Okay, it's done. Look back and wave. That's cool. You keep it moving. I'm going to keep it moving. The thing about it, though, is that I'm always now amazed when it comes to this celebration, because looks like to me after Jesus paid it, he should have said, I'm done.
Come on, Pastor.
I'm done. Did two things. I paid your debt. Then I paid the price. And Jesus could easily have said, okay, it's a wrap. You on your own now. He didn't have to get up after he laid down. Because when he laid down, that was enough to satisfy the debt and to pay the price. Which is why he said, it is finished. But I'm glad he said, it is finished, and not I am. Even though he knew we were involved in an agreement we couldn't keep. At the end of life, many people have already taken out life insurance, so that if you're paying your premiums, at the end of life, you have something for some other folk to fight over. Right. Cousins, you didn't even know you had. And when my daddy died, I had cousins calling me, say, yeah, is this Junior's boy? I'm like, no. Well, I wasn't lying. I ain't nobody's boy. So the thing is, even in that, you have health insurance. You go to the hospital, and when you go to the hospital, they'll ask you, who's your insurer? You give them your card digging bill, and you say, this is my insurer. And then they say, okay, fine. But sometimes, even if you're making a visit to the doctor, you'll be at a place, and they'll say, there's a problem. There's a problem. Your insurer said that they won't cover this cost. Well, that's what I got insurance. I'm just telling you, Blue Cross, Blue Shield said they're not going to pay. So we can't engage in the procedure. Don't y'all just love him? We can't pay for the procedure. Well, if you can't pay for the procedure, then that means that I won't get what's necessary in order for my health to be improved. And so you try to explain this to the doctor who is saying, you know, I understand, but you know them insurance companies. So the thing is, you call up the insurance company, and you know how we are. We don't just call and inquire. We call like we own the company. What y'all mean y'all ain't gonna pay? And then they say, sir, excuse me, sir, excuse me, nothing. Y'all know I'm about to die? Y'all ain't gonna pay for this? You know, they say, excuse me, sir, do you have your records in front of you? Say, why? Because you haven't paid your premiums in quite some time. Say, well, I got a letter here from y'all, and you didn't read it, then you open it, and the letter says policy has been canceled. Policy canceled, you know, and you walking in there with your insurance card, all big and bold, and they said, no, we can't pay for that because you haven't paid your premium, sir. And you understand that when you agreed to the terms, there was something you were supposed to do, and in turn, something we are going to provide. But it is a suzerain vassal agreement. You got to do your part in order for me to do my part. Once you stop doing your part, then that means I'm no longer obligated to do my part. Deuteronomy 28 begins by saying, if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God to do all that he commands and all that he asks, and if you hearken to do that, these are the blessings that will come. The key is, we want the blessings, but we have reneged on the contract. And we can't help it. We can't help it. We messed up. Well, maybe not me and the choir. We messed up. We messed up. I do the best I can. But I know my best ain't good enough. I know I'm committing sins I don't even know I'm committing. And if that be the case, then when I committed that one sin, I reneged on my premiums. Come on. See? Yes, sir. So Jesus said, okay, I paid off your debt. And I paid the full price. So now, I'm going to decide to not leave you there. Because if I leave you there, you're not going to get the benefits of the policy. So I'm going to have to get up. Because I'm going to have to fulfill the requirements of the policy on your behalf. Yes. which is why I can't stay down. And when I get up, I could jump back into my eternal form. But you know what? If I jump back into my eternal form, little mama, she looking so pretty. I just love her hair all the way down. If I jump back into my eternal form, Deacon Yokely, then that means that I would be sitting here at the right hand of the Father representing myself. I don't need representation. You know, I don't need to call and ask for a representative. So what I got to do in order to represent you is I got to stay in your form. So that when God sees me, he sees you. And we're going to give this office a name. Let's call it high priest. Not just priest. High priest. And we're going to call it a high priest because I'm going to represent you to the Father. Okay? So you gonna still mess up on the policy. But the thing is, at Calvary, he switched your name with mine. So the things that you do don't count. I make up for the things you lack. I help with the things you need help with. I keep demons away from you that are trying to get to you. I keep my angels all around you. And I have my angels on 24/7 watch. I got my spirit inside of you. I got my Father on top of you. I'm underneath you. So that wherever you go and whatever you need, even if you ain't got your insurance card, just call my name. Even if you ain't got your insurance card, just call my name. My name is Jesus, the Rose of Sharon. Jesus, a burden bearer. Jesus, water in dry places. Jesus, bread in a starving land. Jesus, my rock and my healer. Jesus. If anybody is grateful, just tell him hallelujah right now. Oh God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for doing what you've done. Thank you for looking out for us, because you know we couldn't look out for ourselves. If there's somebody here who has not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, right where you are, just say, Lord, I believe you died for my sins at Calvary. And I believe that you arose 3 days later. If there's anyone here who'd like to join this fellowship, there are cards in the back of the pews. Feel free to fill one out. And on your way out of the sanctuary, place it in the box in the vestibule, and members of the membership intake team will get in touch with you, and it would be a pleasure for us to love you with the love of Jesus the Christ. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, and invisible, to the only wise God, be all glory, majesty, dominion, and power through the ages of the ages and the eternities of the eternities. In Jesus' name. So loved the world. Come on, sing it with me, y'all. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, should not perish, but they shall have, they shall have. If you don't mind, let's get on our feet and sing that again. For God so loved the world that he gave, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, should not perish, should not perish, oh, but they shall have, they shall have everlasting life. God bless you. You are dismissed. Have a wonderful week in the Lord.